Very interesting, Sheikh. Surah Al-Baqarah, where the Prophet ﷺ said, the shaitan will never enter a house or will not enter a house where Surah Al-Baqarah is recited. And he actually advised the companions to recite it every 3 days in their homes. So he's asking, does it have to be in one go? And the other question is, can I split it into parts all over the 3 days? And what if he can do it by himself, or can he do some parts of it and his wife does the other parts?
In the beginning, I would like to make a very important remark, which is number one, this hadith, which we've often heard and repeated, that Satan would not enter a house in which the Surah Al-Baqarah has been recited for 3 days. Its narration is a weak narration. But as far as reciting Surah Al-Baqarah itself, of course, Surah Al-Baqarah is a very strong and stern surah against Satan and his offspring. So when you recite it, you gain a tremendous protection and a great amount of reward. So that if the purpose of benefiting from reciting Surah Al-Baqarah, you would benefit from each letter you recite, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that, I do not say that Alif Lam Mim is one letter, rather Alif is a letter, Lam is a letter, and Mim is a letter. So in this Alif Lam Mim, that's considered a three letters word, you receive 30 good deeds, since the Prophet ﷺ said that Al-Hasanatu bi-ashri amthaliha. So as much as you recite Surah Al-Baqarah, that benefits you personally. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not command any person to do anything beyond their capacity. If you can recite it all in one sitting, it would be excellent. If you can't but to divide it, that would be fine. If you can recite one para or one juz at a time, that would be accepted as well. And let your wife complete the rest. But each person would get the benefit of what they have recited on their own.